Hello. Hello. It's raining. It's pouring. Yes, this is Stories for Kids with Moral Podcast, and it is raining. It's a gloomy day, but we are going swimming. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day. Hope everything will go swimmingly well. Yes, the story is about learning to swim. Can you swim? I'm not great. I'm not brilliant. No. Let's go and learn, like Harry. I will ring the story bell. And again. One more time. And also, we will need to say hello to Birdie. And Birdie, I know that you like the water. I have seen you swishing your tail in the pond. Anyway, the story, today's story, is titled Harry's Reward. And so, let us find out what is happening with Harry. I hate the sea. I hate bathing. And I don't want to learn to swim. What's the use of learning to swim? I'm not going to be a sailor. I don't like ships and I don't want ever to go in one. And I just wish, I do wish Papa hadn't come here. Harry, how can you? Said his sister Dora. Papa, who is so kind, and when we have all been looking forward so to his coming. I know, that's the worst of it, said Harry. I've been looking forward as much as anyone, and now it's all spoilt by his saying I must learn to swim. I only wish I could learn, sighed Dora. She was 2 years older than Harry, but she had lately had a bad fever. A family had come to the seaside to give her a change of air, but not for some weeks yet. If at all this summer, was poor Dora to be allowed to bathe. And she loved the sea and bathing and boating and everything to do with the sea. She was like her father, who, though not a sailor, had travelled much and far, both by land and water, whereas Harry, he took after, as the country people say, his mother, who had lived in her youth in a warm climate and shivered at every breath of cold or even fresh air. It did not matter so much for a delicate lady to be afraid of the wind and the sea, but it was a great pity for a healthy boy to be fanciful or timid. And Harry's mother herself was very anxious that he should become more manly. She was very disappointed that she could not get him to bathe when they came to the seaside. But it was no use. And she and the nurse and Dora all agreed that the only thing to do was to wait till Papa came. Papa had come now, and Harry had had his first dip. It wasn't so very bad after all. But just when he was getting up his spirits again and thinking 10 minutes or so every morning were quickly over, all his fears and dislike grew worse than ever when his father told him that in a day or two he should begin to teach him to swim. Everybody, especially every English man and boy, should know how to swim, Papa had said. There is never any knowing the use it may be of, both for oneself and others. Isn't it very hard to learn? Harry asked, not venturing to say more. It takes some patience, his father said. But by the time I have to go in 3 weeks or so, you should be able to swim fairly well. And if you have a lesson every day, And Harry came home to tell Dora his troubles, which he worked himself up to think were very great ones indeed. There was no shrink in it, however. Papa, though very kind, was very firm, and once he said a thing, it had to be done. So with a rather white face and looking very solemn, poor Harry set off every day for his swimming lesson. He was a quick and clever boy and a strong boy, and this his father knew. He would not have forced Harry to do anything for which he was unfit or that could have done him any harm. And after the first shivers of fear and tremulous clinging to his father's hand were got over, it went on better and faster than could have been expected. Harry didn't mind its being difficult once he had left off being afraid. And a day or two before his father had to leave them, Harry had the pleasure of hearing him say to his mother, "He swims already very nearly as well as I do myself." Now, I shall tell you why I have called this little story Harry's Reward. Seacliff, that's the place at which these children were spending the summer, was not a fashionable watering place with terraces and donkey carriages and bathing machines, but a little village where one or two cottages were to be had for the season. There were also a few gentlemen's houses in the neighbourhood, so that in fine weather, merry groups met at the little sheltered bay among the rocks, where the bathing was pleasantest. One day, not very long before they were to leave Seacliff, Harry, having finished his own morning swim, set off to walk home at his ease, whistling as he went. He had chosen what was called the high path, a footpath up above the lane, which was the regular road from the village to the beach, but from which the lane could be seen all the way. It was a lovely morning, bright and peaceful, and Harry, as he went, wished that poor Dora had got leave to bathe. "Next year," he thought, "I hope we shall come again. And then what fun we shall have. Dolly will learn to swim in no time." Suddenly, a sound disturbed his pleasant thoughts. A horse and cart or carriage of some kind was rushing wildly along, coming nearer and nearer. Surely the horse or pony, as Harry now saw it to be, was running away. The boy, who had never been a coward except about sea things, tumbled down the steep grassy slope in no time and stood in the middle of the road, eager to see what he could do. The flying vehicle was near enough now for him to see that it was a pony carriage of two girls, a little older than Dora, whose home was one of the pretty houses a little way from Seacliff. He had often seen them drive down in it to the shore to bathe. But what a queer figure was driving now. A pony was not running away, on the contrary. It seemed as if it could not run fast enough to please the driver. A girl with hair streaming, dressed only in a blue flannel bathing gown, streaming too, who stood upright in the carriage, lashing the poor pony as if she were mad, while from time to time she screamed in shrill and yet choking voice, "Help! Help! For God's sake, help!" "What is it?" screamed Harry too as she passed. She would not stop, but she threw back some words on the wind. "My sister, Alice, drowning, going to the village to fetch someone. I can't swim." And then again came the terrible cry, as if she hardly knew what she was saying. "Help! Help!" "Oh," thought Harry, "if she could have stopped and taken me back, we'd have been at the shore in a moment. I can swim. I can swim." And he could run too. It was not very far from the bathing place. How he got there, Harry never could tell. On he rushed, tearing off his clothes as he went. Off flew hat, jacket, collar and shirt, till there was nothing but trousers and tennis shoes to pitch away, as in his little clinging woven drawers only. Brave Harry flung himself, fearless and dauntless, into the sea and struck out for the round dark object. Poor Alice's head, which it had taken but an instant to point out to him. "I can swim, I can swim," were the magic words with which she was able at once to push off the friendly hands that would have drawn him back, whose owners now stood watching him with flushed faces and tearful eyes, murmuring many a fervent prayer for his success, or saying aloud with clasped hands, "The brave boy, the splendid little fellow, it is her only chance." It was her only chance. Long before, poor Lillian, for all her headlong drive, was back with a sailor she had met just outside the village. Alice would have sunk to rise no more. She had been caught by the current and carried out far beyond her depth. And when Harry, panting, labouring, but swimming valiantly still, got near enough to catch the long plait of hair and so draw her gently after him to the shore, she had all but lost consciousness. Better so, perhaps, for had she struggled or clung to him, both would have been lost. As it was, there were plenty of hands to carry them to land once they were within a safe distance. But Harry was a hero. Harry, alone and unaided, had saved a human life. For all the score or so of watchers on the beach, not one knew how to swim. Was not this worthy to be called his reward? Even if the thanks of the two pretty sisters and their parents had been less fervent and heartfelt. Harry and Dora go often to Seacliff now, even without the rest of the family, for there is a house near there where they are always most welcome visitors, and where the only fear is that if Harry were not a very sensible boy, the attentions of Alice and Lillian might spoil him. Oh, Harry's reward. That's a wonderful reward, to save another person's life. And so, backstroke, breaststroke, sidestroke, we should learn to swim. Was a lovely story. Hey, birdie. I know you can do your washing and your bathing and your swishing of your tail. Okay. All right. Take care, everyone. And find out, if you can't swim, have some lessons like Harry. Have some lessons if you can, like Harry. And so, for me, Morel, saying, take care for now. And do subscribe. Do subscribe to Stories for Kids with Morel podcast. And do share. Yes. Take care. Be good. Bye-bye for now. Bye.